From Bhutan, we now go to southwest China for our geoquiz today. We're on the lookout for a city known for its silk, tea houses, and traditional spices. We're talking peppercorns, ginger, and chili peppers that pack some heat. But new spices and Western-style dishes are starting to appear around this town. The landscape of the city that lies east of the Chonglai Mountains is also changing fast.
I mean, the city I lived in 15 years ago has been almost completely demolished and rebuilt. And it's quite confusing coming back here because I hardly know where I am.
We'll clear up any confusion and name this Chinese provincial capital in just about a minute. Here's a heads up, by the way. The GeoQuiz texting game returns tomorrow. Just text the word GeoQuiz to 69866 and we'll text you back with instructions on how to play along. Usual texting rates apply. Again, that's GeoQuiz at 69866. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're on the lookout for a Chinese city with a reputation for mouth-numbing spices. Fuchsia Dunlop is a food writer who once studied in the southwestern city of Chengdu, which is the answer to the quiz today. 10 years on, she has returned to the capital of Sichuan province to see what's changed.
Oh, gosh, it's almost impossible to express the scale of the change. You know, when I lived here, most of the city was full of old wooden houses and these narrow lanes where you'd see street vendors and, people offering to polish your shoes or sharpen your kitchen cleavers going around on their bicycles. There were old tea houses on every back street where elderly men would take their songbirds out for the day and people would play cards and mahjong. And anyway, the whole of that old city really has been swept away by the juggernaut of development. Almost all the old lanes have been demolished, and in their place, skyscrapers are sprouting up, as they say in Chinese, like bamboo shoots after rain. So it's quite a weird experience.
So I wonder if the culinary trends have developed as the place has.
The heart of the cuisine is still there. You know, it's bold, spicy cuisine, internationally famous and famous in China for its numbing and hot flavors, the use of lip-tingling Sichuan pepper and chilies in all kinds of different forms to season the food. But really, the soul of Sichuanese cooking lies in its blending of flavors, what they call fuhe wei, complex flavors. So you've got sort of sweet, spicy, sour, salty, lip-tingling, numbing, all these tastes and sensations going on in a single meal. But having said that, yes, it's also in a state of flux. I mean, one of the great things about Sichuanese cuisine has always been that it's so dynamic and warm and welcoming and sort of open-minded, you know, and chefs, ever since I've first been sort of visiting and living here, have been curious about new ingredients and very adaptable and open-minded. But I guess that the last few years, the pace of change has stepped up. So you've got all these restaurants from different parts of China kind of opening branches in Chengdu. You've got new ingredients and dishes. So, for example, on Sichuanese restaurant menus, many of them are now serving dishes made with duo la jiao, chopped salted chilies, which is really a Hunanese pickle, which was virtually unknown here when I lived here. So you've got a blending of other cuisines, you know, from other parts of China, and also lots of foreign influences. You know, you can buy lots of Western ingredients. So it's becoming a more sort of global cuisine. But sometimes I do worry that people are going to lose touch with the very wonderful traditions they have.
So is anybody upholding those traditions then? Even maybe some of the street vendors, they might be displaced, but I wonder if they're still there or if there are small restaurants that continue to serve the traditional cuisine, including the numbing flavors. Kind of an interesting
well, the
term.
Numbing flavors, I think, will go on because they're so exciting. But yes, I mean, some of them are finding new places to trade. For example, you know, I went to a very nice vegetable market yesterday morning, and around the edges of the market, there are stalls where people have fixed places to go on doing their small-scale snack making. So there was a guy making le shan ruo bing, these delicious twirly sort of flat pastries, speciality of le shan, where the giant seated Buddha is in southern Sichuan. And these pastries, they're sort of fried in oil and then baked in a kind of ad hoc oven. And inside you have minced pork and scallion and Sichuan pepper, and they're just gorgeous and exciting.
Why is it that Sichuan food is so fiery?
Oh, well, I mean, according to Chinese theory, it's because the climate here is very damp and muggy. So in Sichuan, with the sort of cold clamminess of winter and the steamy humidity of summer, it's imperative to eat lots of the kinds of foods that drive out that unhealthy dampness and restore equilibrium to the body. And chilies and Sichuan pepper really fit the bill. So that's why they say they have such a fiery diet.
All right, Fuchsia Dunlop in the sizzling hot capital of Sichuan Province. Chengdu, China, is where she is right now, which is the answer to our quiz. Thanks so much, Fuchsia.
Thank you.